Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Why the repetition? Is it merely the poetic style of the prophet? No, there is something far more noteworthy here. God is repeating, entreating, persuading you to come to him, anxious to overcome your resistance, so that he might give you forgiveness and life. You see, by nature we resist God. We don't trust him. We know we don't deserve his mercy or his pardon, and we suspect that by submitting to God's rule, we will become involved in some sort of stifling slavery. But God is so merciful, so gracious, he refuses to be put off by our gross unworthiness, our obstinate resistance, our insulting suspicions. In love, he draws us. He speaks to our hearts over and over. By his word, he moves us to trust him, to turn to him.